This is From Fear to Fabulous with Natalie Eve Marquis, Episode 1. Woohoo!
Welcome to From Fear to Fabulous, the podcast that helps you transform fear, heal emotional wounds, gain absolute clarity, and live a fabulous life. Now here's your host, Master Intuitive Healer, Coach, and Teacher, Natalie Eve Marquis.
Before we jump into today's podcast, I just want to let you know that I truly am really excited to introduce what is my very first podcast and my very first episode. Because honestly, this is the culmination of a big goal and a big dream that I have for myself. So yeah, I am super excited and I'm proud of myself for making it happen. So without further ado, here's episode 1. I want to tell you about one of my biggest leaps and reinventions. It began on a Friday night in April. It was April 19, 2013 to be exact. I had spent that Friday evening like I spent most of my Friday evenings, celebrating the end of the work week with dinner and drinks with one or more of my best girlfriends. Sometimes my husband would join us after his workout at the gym. This Friday night, he didn't. Over dinner, my friend and I had a lot to talk about. For the past 2 years, I'd been doing marketing contract work in the morning, helping a large manufacturer build a brand new global website. And in the afternoons, I was making product art, cute, whimsical, happy art that could be put on coffee mugs, greeting cards, and journals. My goal was to launch my new art at the huge Surtex Art Licensing trade show in New York City. As fate would have it, due to numerous extensions on the global website, both the website and my big art launch in New York City were now going to launch within 1 week of each other. It was crazy, and I was both excited and terrified. Although stressful, those 2 years leading up to those two big launches, they were the happiest I'd ever been. I was doing marketing work, which I've always loved, in the mornings, and designing and creating art, which was my new love, in the afternoon. Our son was in college, and as empty nesters, my husband and I were enjoying more free time, taking weekend trips either alone or with groups of friends. We had a beautiful home and a beautiful life. But something seemed off. Over dinner, I shared with my best friend that I was worried about my husband. He seemed a bit remote and something else that I couldn't quite put my finger on. I worried that I'd been too stressed and too distracted with my two big work projects. In true best friend fashion, she assured me that my husband was still crazy about me. That night I went home, and my husband told me he didn't want to be married to me anymore. He wanted a divorce. And so began the end of a 29-year marriage and the beginning of a whole new journey. Before I tell you about the journey, I want you to know that ending my marriage was one of the most painful periods in my life. Earlier in my life, after the birth of my son, I had started having panic attacks. I would go on to battle them and bouts of depression for 8 years before I discovered Jon Kabat-Zinn's mindfulness-based stress reduction program, which completely set me free. Years later, I had a miscarriage and I lost a baby. My point is, like you, I've experienced pain in my life. I deeply loved my husband, and the pain of ending a 31-year relationship and a 29-year marriage was the most painful thing I'd ever experienced. It might sound overly dramatic, but it literally felt like I'd been stabbed in the heart and then run over by a Mack truck several times. The one thing that got me through that was this uncanny sense that this, the ending of this relationship and marriage, was for my highest good. I didn't know exactly what that meant at the time, but that knowing, that felt like a truth. And it was persistently with me the whole time. So that was April. After some attempts to save the marriage, I could see that my husband just wanted out. So I let him go, and we filed for divorce. In mid-May, although it wasn't easy, I successfully launched the new global website for my client, and a week later, I launched my new product art at the big 3-day Surtex trade show in New York City. As I waited for the divorce to finalize, June came along, and with that, what would have been our 29th wedding anniversary. I didn't want to be home moping around, so I started looking around for some place to go. We had briefly visited Sedona, Arizona during a cross-country RV trip many years ago. I had always wanted to go back. And as synchronicity would have it, the Sedona Creative Arts Center was offering a 3-day art retreat on the weekend of our anniversary. I immediately signed up. I flew to Sedona on June 22nd and enjoyed 2 full days of art classes. The third day was a free day, which I used to hike part of Airport Loop and Cathedral Rock, 2 famous vortex sites in Sedona. I immediately fell in love with Sedona during those hikes. It's hard to describe, but I fell in love with the land. Hiking in the sun and the immense summer heat of Sedona felt like it could burn the grief right out of me. It was beautiful, sacred, and very accessible for a walker like me. It was so different from anything I'd ever known. On the plane ride home, I started to ponder the possibility of moving to Sedona. For years, I had wanted to move to a warmer climate so I could walk every day. The divorce provided an opportunity to do this. A chunk of my family had retired to Florida, so I had thought that's where I'd go. Yet on the plane ride home from Sedona, I kept thinking, why not Sedona? But Sedona felt like a much bigger leap. I'd only been there 3 days, and I didn't know a soul there. Yet the idea intrigued me. The landscape was gorgeous. It had tons of accessible hikes, 300 days of sunshine, beautiful art galleries, and a huge metaphysical community. And as a freelance marketing consultant at the time, I could work anywhere in the world as long as it had internet access. But still, my family, especially my mom, would be so disappointed if I didn't move to Florida. The tipping point came a week later when I met with a psychic medium in Concord, New Hampshire. I had made the appointment weeks earlier in hopes of gaining insight on the future direction of my life. But when the psychic asked me, "How can I help you?" instead of asking about my life path, I started with, "I just got a surprise divorce and I'm thinking of moving to Florida." But then I went to Sedona. The psychic immediately began describing my grandmother, my Nana, whom I was named after and who had passed. And then she said, "She understands why you're thinking of moving to Florida, but she thinks she'll love Sedona more." Now, I don't believe in blindly following the insight of psychics, but everything she said resonated. And the more I thought about Sedona, the more perfect it felt. You see, a few years earlier, I had heard a podcaster suggest that we create an acronym to represent the things we valued and wanted to experience more of in our lives. I can't remember what she called her process, so I've named it the Living Intentionally Today acronym process, or LIT for short. The acronym I created for myself was JAWS, J-A-W-S, and it stood for joy, art, walking, and spirit. Those are the things that I wanted to experience more of in my life. And I began using this acronym as a filter. If someone asked me to chair or serve on a committee, I ran it through my JAWS acronym. If it didn't have a healthy mix of creativity, joy, spirit, or walking, then I said no to that opportunity. If it did, then I said yes. Using this filter also led me to create the perfect work environment, doing that marketing contract work in the morning and doing art in the afternoon. Career and life balance-wise, I had finally achieved nirvana. So as crazy as it sounds, that acronym guided me to 2 of the happiest years of my life. And so when it came to a choice between Sedona and Florida, Sedona had it all. It had joy, art, walking, and spirit for me. Also, knowing that my grandmother, my Nana, was with me during this transition, it gave me the added strength to take the biggest leap of my life. Right then, I made the decision to move, and I broke the news to my family and friends. Telling people I loved and that loved me that I was moving away was not an easy thing to do. I dreaded telling my mom the most. She had always been pretty vocal about her preferences, but this time she surprised me. I was going through a tough time, and she just wanted me to be happy, and so she supported my decision. Telling my sister, my 5-year-old niece, whom I was super close to, and all my friends that I was moving away was also hard. They were going to miss me, and I was really going to miss them. I know for some, it was as if I was saying they weren't important anymore, but that just wasn't true. Yet given the pain that I was in, I felt I deserved to do something totally for myself. I needed to do something just for me. And my heart was saying it really wanted to go where there was sunshine to grieve and heal. After I broke the news to family and friends, everything easily fell into place. Within a couple of weeks, I worked out a deal where my ex-husband would move back into our home and take over the mortgage payments, which would be deducted from my portion of the profit when our home sold. I found a place to rent in Sedona, packed half of my contents of our house, and 2 months later, I moved to Sedona. The home I rented over the internet turned out to be absolutely charming. All of my furniture fit in it perfectly, and I had the most gorgeous view of the Red Rocks, including the famous vortex Bell Rock. Upon moving to Sedona, I made the decision to work part-time for a year. After launching 2 huge projects and getting a divorce, I had emotionally hit a wall. I had nothing left. I decided to discontinue the art licensing venture, ignoring the 66 leads I had earned at Certex, and instead focused on the large marketing contract I had, as it could pay the bills. I worked in the morning, and in the afternoons, I cried, slept, walked, and hiked. In the evening, I read, following my spiritual inclinations and metaphysical interests. I read books about dark nights of the soul, spiritual transformation, forgiveness, and healing techniques, and I practiced what I learned on myself. After 6 months of nurturing myself in this fashion, I no longer needed prescription meds for acid reflux or the high blood pressure medicine that I've been on since my early 40s. I have been medication-free ever since. In addition to giving me a place to grieve and heal, I found my spiritual home in Sedona at Unity Church with its new thought philosophy and A Course in Miracles teachings, and I happily discovered a place and a people that resonated with my beliefs. I like to say that Sedona is the metaphysical playground of the universe. This is because it attracts alternative healers and holistic practitioners from all around the world. And suddenly, I was in a place where rather than just read books about the subjects I loved, I could take classes and meet people who taught them and or who were interested in the same subjects I was. And so I followed my interest. I took classes in energy healing, past life healing, intuition development, A Course in Miracles, spiritual development, pottery, art, and more. I became a certified Reiki master teacher, certified consulting hypnotist, and I earned certificates in advanced integrated energy therapy, or IET, and basic theta healing, and more. I discovered, well, I'm not a potter, but I found friends that like to paint and draw. And it was never my intention to become a professional energy healer, hypnotherapist, and intuitive consultant. But as I followed my interest, doors just kept opening for me, and so I kept walking through them. About a year and a half later, when the intense part of my grieving period was coming to an end, I discovered several places with great bands and a wonderful group of friends that liked to dance. I had always loved to dance, but just really never had the opportunity back when I lived in New England. And so now I was dancing with a group of friends 2 or 3 nights a week, hiking on weekends, doing marketing work, and using my new healing and intuitive skills at a local wellness center. As a result of my divorce and my move to Sedona, I was able to rediscover aspects of myself that I had set aside when I was younger. In Sedona, I let my spiritual and intuitive sides blossom. And as a result, I discovered interests and talents I didn't know I had. Although the journey began with a loss, a seemingly big loss, it truly resulted in a much bigger gift, the gift of becoming more of me. That voice that kept telling me the divorce was for my highest good? Well, to be honest, I thought it meant there would be a better relationship for me. Even though I deeply loved my husband, our relationship had never been smooth or easy. It turns out, though, that my highest good was not a relationship with someone else. The gift was falling in love with me and my own life in a much bigger way. I've come full circle now in true Gemini fashion. I'm learning to integrate all aspects of my twin selves, the mystic and the marketer, the seeker and the healer, the creative dreamer and the realist, the magical, and the practical. I am hugely grateful that I now get to work and play in the mystical and magical every day through my work as an intuitive healer, teacher, writer, marketer, and designer. I learned a lot along the way, and so now I'd like to share with you 5 things that I learned about the journey and about reinventing oneself in hopes that it can help you too. 1, have a North Star. Creating a LIT acronym, that Living Intentionally Today acronym, served as a North Star guiding me towards living a more intentional life, a more fulfilling life. It helped me filter out activities that were sapping my time while allowing in activities that were more enjoyable for me. Ultimately, this practice helped me create a life filled with activities, people, and experiences that I enjoy and that are much more fulfilling. 2, make room. We often pray for a better job, more creative fulfillment, more fun, and so on. At the same time, our lives are so filled to the max that there's absolutely no room for the experiences we're asking for. We've got to make room for the things we enjoy. Don't wait for life to hit you over the head with a spiritual 2x4 or a divorce to move out of the job, relationships, or responsibilities that are no longer fulfilling for you. Sometimes making room is scary because we're not used to having nothing to do. We're not comfortable with that icky in-between time. Yes, it may initially feel empty and uncomfortable, but having free time gives us a space to hear our inner selves, to hear the passions and abilities that are trying to emerge from within us. It also gives us the space and freedom to experiment and try new things. 3, listen to your intuitive nudges. All of the personal and spiritual growth work I'd done earlier in my life made that 2-year sweet spot possible. But it also meant that I was becoming less and less of a match for my former husband. Despite many warning signs along the way, I persisted in staying, sacrificing many aspects of myself in the process, which I'm sure he did as well. Luckily, my soul had bigger plans for me, and when I wouldn't budge, it booted me out so I could continue to grow and create a more fulfilling life. So don't wait for a spiritual 2x4. Listen to your gut and your heart and start moving towards your dreams. 4, baby steps versus big leaps. I've made decisions in my life both with gradual baby steps and, as I've shared, with bigger leaps. There is no perfect way to become more of who you truly are. If you're more comfortable moving slowly, then move slowly. If you like making bigger leaps, then leap away. The truth is, you'll get where you're going either way. Just move forward. 5, facing your fears. Reinventing ourselves and taking leaps doesn't mean we're not afraid. Courage is developed as we face and move through our fears. After my divorce, I told myself I was done being afraid of anything. Fear robs us of our potential and our freedom. Fear is a cage that keeps us stuck in situations or with people that are no longer good for us. Don't get me wrong, just because I decided I was done being afraid, it didn't mean that I was no longer afraid, anxious, or even fearful. No, what it meant was that as I become aware of a fear, I face it. I lovingly face it, heal it, and move through it to the best of my ability. And you know what? One of the biggest lessons I learned in doing this is that joy and living my best life, it's on the other side of that fear. We can't predict where life will take us. Sometimes the life we're living crumbles no matter how hard we try to keep it together. If and when it does, I hope you'll seize the opportunity to go deeper into your experience, that you'll lovingly and honestly face your fears, that you'll heal and forgive yourself and those around you, and that you'll be brave enough to follow your heart and your passions. Because what I've learned is in the end, reinventing ourselves isn't about changing into someone new. It's about becoming and embracing more of who we truly are. As we end today's episode, I'd like to leave you with a few questions to ponder. And they are, what is your North Star? What do you want to experience more of? What is one fear that keeps you from moving forward? What do you find most fulfilling? And what can you let go of today to make more room for what you love tomorrow? I'd love to know your answers, so please share your thoughts and questions over on my website at nataliemarquis.com. That's nataliemarquis.com. Lastly, I have a free download with a worksheet that will help you create your very own LIT acronym, and you can download that at nataliemarquis.com/LIT, L-I-T. So that's nataliemarquis.com/LIT, L-I-T. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your presence, and I hope you have a fabulous day.
Thank you for listening to the From Fear to Fabulous podcast. It would be so fabulous if you would take a moment to subscribe and write a quick review about us on iTunes. If you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to cover, then please visit us at nataliemarquis.com.